This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted all the countrymen on the first anniversary of the consecration of Ram Lala in Ayodhya today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this temple was built after centuries of sacrifice, penance and struggle. He called it a great heritage of our culture and spirituality. He further expressed confidence that this divine and magnificent Ram temple will become a great source of inspiration in the accomplishment of the resolution for a developed India. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand three-day-long celebration to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the magnificent Ram temple in Ayodhya is set to commence from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the 22nd of January last year. However, the anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha ceremony is being celebrated today due to the alignment with the Hindu lunar calendar. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will inaugurate the program and perform the Abhishek of Ram Lala's idol. Following this, the other rituals will be performed on the lines of the anointment during the Pran Pratishtha ceremony held last year. Ram Lala's idol will be anointed this time as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today. The conference, which is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, aims to address the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on 8 states and union territories of northern India. During the event, Mr. Shah will launch the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the NCB's Bhopal Zonal Unit, an extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. In Assam, the rescue team has retrieved another body from the flooded coal mine at Umrangso of Dima Hasao district this morning. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue for the 6th day today to locate the remaining workers who have been stuck inside the illegal rat hole coal mine after water gushed into it. Earlier, one more body was retrieved by the team from the flooded mine. On Monday, 9 workers were struck inside the coal mine after water entered into it. 2 persons have so far been arrested in connection with the incident. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party MLA from Ludhiana West constituency, Gurpreet Gogi Bassi, died after sustaining bullet injuries to his head late last night. Sources said the AAP MLA was rushed to Dayanand Medical College and Hospital in Ludhiana by family members, where doctors declared him dead on arrival. According to family members, Gogi was cleaning his revolver when an accidental discharge caused the fatal injury. The police are currently investigating the incident. Punjab AAP President Aman Arora has expressed condolences over the loss, stating that the police are looking into the matter. In Ladakh, temperatures have plunged to extreme lows, with Dras recording a chilling -24.8 degrees Celsius, followed by Kargil at -14.6 degrees Celsius and Leh at -13.3 degrees Celsius. The coldest temperature, however, was recorded in Zojila, where it dropped to a severe -31 degrees Celsius. Traffic on the Kargil-Srinagar National Highway will remain suspended until Monday. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a state visit to France, followed by his participation in the Artificial Intelligence AI Summit, scheduled to be held next month. Speaking at the French Ambassador's Conference, President Macron described the upcoming AI Summit as a summit for action aimed at fostering meaningful discussions on artificial intelligence. In the Men's Hockey India League, Hyderabad Tufans will face Surma Hockey Club today at 6 p.m. In the second match of the evening, the Delhi SG Pipers will clash with UP Rudras at 8:15 p.m. Both matches will be played at the same venue in Rourkela. Yesterday, Tamil Nadu Dragons defeated Sirachi Rad Bengal Tigers 2-1 in a thrilling match played at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.